Howdy diddly dee. It's me, it's Al Pitcher, and this is Dream Guest. We are in season two. Thank you so much for tagging along with us, just being, knowing that I am somewhere in your ears right now. Really, I don't think turn me on is a good thing to say, but it really helps my ego. That's what it does. Thanks so much. As we said, the whole thing is where I get to meet people, and I'm always kind of astonished by how cool some people can be. And this guest we had this week on Dream Guest, cool. You know, cool. Overstated, but cool. Peg Parnevik. She was brilliant. We sat down. She was slightly jet-lagged, and we talked about energy drinks, making music, getting nervous before performing. She has a certain chant that she does with her group, something I can't do because I don't have a group. I just have myself. She was also one of these people where I think she feels she overshares. We talk about that, oversharing. Her sister, Penny, they have this tendency to overshare. And I thought that was amazing. So Peg was fantastic. And it kind of mixed into it all because she sort of has friendship. And women are better, according to Statistics Sweden, women are better in friendship than men. So the most active on the friendship is single women, which is quite nice to know that, you know, we're not together, we're just friends. And the one doing the worst, the poorest, down the bottom, yep, you guessed it, men, that's me, over 50, and that's me as well. That's why I say hello out there, friend, because I'm talking to you individually. You are my friend. I do not have friends. So It was a brilliant, actually, podcast. I'm not going to blow my own trumpet and say it was one of my favorites. It was absolutely fantastic. Don't forget, Peg Parnevik is on tour with her pop, rock, and flamboyancy. It's called The Golf Daughter's Daughter. Golf Player's Daughter. Golf Father's Daughter's Daughter. Yep. She's doing four different shows. I'm doing one show. It's called Tid for Scrat. And that is a time to laugh because I got it wrong right at the end. Tid for Scrat. Please get your tickets. Become my friend. Become my brother. Become my sister. Become my lover. AlPitcher.com. Let's hear from Peg Parnevik. No, but you've got that nice customer care that you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Southern hospitality.
Yes.
No, I said exactly. That we were just, when I did the TV show, Så Mycket Bättre.
Yeah.
A lot of my Swedish friends were like, wow, you're so American.
Wow,
like you
really?
Took care of everybody and was like, welcome. Like you're so,
yeah,
just like
yeah.
Warm and inviting.
I'm actually very bad at that.
You're not American.
No. But I grew up in New Zealand. So, you know,
yeah, so that's
we
like,
welcome hobbits and everybody, yeah. You know. So for me, it's like, even when you came in here, I, you know, and it's also strange for me to hear you speak English.
I speak Swedish so differently.
Yeah.
Like it's two different people completely.
Yeah.
Two different personalities.
Because I watched you on Så Mycket Bättre.
Yeah.
I thought you were fantastic.
Thank you.
You and
Ellen.
Ellen.
Yeah,
just
the best.
Kind of the double.
Double whammy?
The double act Sweden didn't know they had. But I kind of watched that and it's, is that the most nerve-wracking thing you've done? You've grew up
for sure
with TV, but is
no,
that freaky?
Was, I mean, the day we got there, cause we got there before and got to kind of settle in and like unpack and everything. But the night of, I was terrified. I went to bed like eight o'clock.
Yeah.
Cause I was paralyzed and I didn't know what to do. And everybody else was like having a beer, hanging out.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't do it. I was like, I need to like take a sleeping pill, fall asleep.
Yeah.
Wake up early, run. And then I'll be like
in
my mojo. But it was, I think after like day three, I think it was seeing Eagle Eye Cherry be nervous. I was like, oh, I got this.
If, Eagle's
it's
nervous.
So fine.
I've got that motto. No. I've got a tattoo here, actually. It says, if Eagle's nervous.
Because I was like, first of all, his name's Eagle Eye. Like, his actual name is Eagle Eye. Also, he's, like, played stadiums.
Yeah.
If he's like, pissing icon. Himself, like, yeah. Yeah. Like, I can't even be...
It felt like that Doggy Leo.
Yeah.
I mean, he just came in...
He came in like a whirlwind.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Like, and I think he lifted everyone up. And then
He did. That's it.
The thing with me, though, is when I watch it, like doing comedy, I can watch another comedian and you do pretend that maybe it's good, right?
Yeah.
But like there's points when they're singing your own song. You must be sitting there going, this is shit. Like,
well, can you imagine? It's like if you had to do comedy in front of like 10 comedians that you really look up to and like are amazing and like great at what they do and also like established and everybody else thinks they're great. And then you're standing there doing their song and they have to do your song and you're like, fuck, what is this?
Yes.
Like, why are we doing
this? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but I was like, oh, this is different. This is.
But you came out very well from
it. Oh, thanks. I mean, I hoped it was going to go well, but. You don't know. Sitting there, you're like, wow. You're like in this bubble.
Yeah.
And everybody's hyping each other up and like, yeah, yeah, it's going to go great. Like, you're going to be like top 10. Like, you're going to kill it. And you have no idea.
Yeah.
It could so easily flop. Like, also with everybody else putting out music, like Christmas music, there was a point in time now where it was like, I think it was 3 pop songs or maybe like 1 hip hop song. The rest was Christmas music.
Yeah.
And one of the songs was my song.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
this is just beyond wild. It's Mariah Carey and then like Wham and then me and then just Christmas music. Like, I was like, okay, I thought it was going to go okay, but not Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you. Good.
Never heard that song. But now you go on tour.
But it's the first tour I'm doing where I'm selling like my own tickets and. It's like my whole.
You do
own
seated
show.
Or standing?
Standing. We decided standing. I feel like seated is kind of lame.
I always feel.
Yeah. What do you feel?
For watching an artist like yourself, it would be like if they were seated. I think after like 2 or 3 songs,
like,
people want to stand.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then there are people that want a seat.
Yeah.
And they're like pushing.
You can
the
sit
people.
In the. Yeah. But even for comedy, I feel like isn't. It, like, kind of nice to, like, stand, like, have a drink standing.
I think seated is best because they're a bit more focused.
Oh,
I also
that's true,
love
yeah.
the, I mean, I don't know what your opinion is with, like, telephones at gigs.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a hard one.
Sometimes you can see it. It's in their top pocket.
Yep.
And they're filming
filming the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
And they're not laughing because they're not moving at all.
Oh, no.
So, you know, it's just like, and they're just like that,
completely.
Just watching, you know. So,
that's weird.
So, I think with comedy, but with music, you do get these great moments.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
But it's kind of odd now that you look into the crowd and it's just phones. But I've seen a lot of artists that have set kind of a rule at the beginning, like, I want you guys to be here and enjoy the show. But it kind of comes off. Like, you're an asshole.
Absolutely.
Don't use your phones. Like, please, just be in the moment.
With company gigs, I say, please don't film.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
But then, if I'm a surprise, they say, this act doesn't want you to record.
Oh, God,
it sounds
see?
Like, they're
it
like,
sounds like,
Jesus, Justin Bieber.
Snob.
Bieber's
yeah,
coming on,
yeah.
You know.
Like, whoa.
And then I just hear this.
International.
Oh, you know, so.
I remember when we played Gröna Lund. Somebody also filmed the entire show and they put on YouTube and it was like, I think they called it the Peg Parnovic Sexy Fun Show.
Oh,
I was like, wow, this is, special. And it was like an hour. Yeah, I was like, fun, sexy show.
Yeah.
Okay. This sounds weird.
That was like, the big.
Everybody plays there every summer. That's like the big gig to get.
I,
yeah, yeah.
Do you know what? I'm just such an old man that I see the list and I go, I'm definitely
going to go.
I'm never going.
No, you never go. Yeah. Yeah, same.
So.
I'll put you on the list so you can go.
Oh, definitely. I'll be there. Here we go. Now it's going to be.
See, now you're going to go.
The sexy fun tour.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that now.
Peg Parnovic
Things are
show.
Changing. But you have, you've changed it to golf.
The Golfer's Daughter on tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the songs that we did. It was Marit Bergman's Adios Amigos. And in the song, she kind of, it's almost like a, not a revenge song, but kind of a message to the haters and like critics and everybody, and using everything they've said about her against them. And I think she says, like, I've been a slut, I've been like too fat, I've been too old, I've been too young, all these things. And so I had a little line that I'm just the golfer's daughter, and like, yeah, I'll only ever be my last name. And so as soon as we wrote that song, I was like, if we go on tour, it has to be like golfer's daughter tour.
That's great.
Like, we have to have merch. We have to do the golf balls, everything. Now it's like kind of slowly turning that my dad, it's now like Peg's dad, which is cool.
Yeah.
For the first time. Yeah. Right?
The tide is turning. Yeah. The reason we get dream guests like you is because I'm basically a very lonely person.
Oh my God.
This is when the music hits in. But so we have a fika together.
Yeah.
I don't know if growing up in Florida, was fika such a big thing?
Well, the thing is, we had so many Swedish traditions, and like everything from like Lucia to like, we were here for Midsummer, but like the traditional like Swedish Christmas food and all the different kinds of breads. And my mom would buy like a huge block of cheese, and nobody understood like, oh, you have like a cheese thing? Like what? Why would you do that? So fika has been a big thing. But I feel like, I don't know if it makes me more American or more Swedish, that it's, for me, it's not something I, like, I don't call it a fika.
No.
It's like, it's so ingrained that I'm like, oh, we'll see each other and get a coffee and get a bulle.
Are you a coffee person?
I'm more of a tea person. Tea? I drink coffee because I like the feeling of it.
Yeah.
But I'm more of a tea drinker, actually.
Is that because of the caffeine?
Yeah, I think it's more just like a routine thing with like singing and stuff. Yeah. But I love the idea of a coffee, like, but it's not my go-to. I'm more of an energy drink. And then if it's a hot drink, I only drink tea.
You drink those full on?
Yeah, I do. I do. I'm like a crazy like monster head.
Oh,
like,
really?
Very like American in that sense. Like I love
like
an energy drink.
Can things.
Gorgeous. Wow. Nice. Okay, so you got tea too.
Yeah, I drink whatever.
Whatever they give
whatever's
you.
Whatever's needed. Nothing wrong with that. That's a bit medicinal. Mm. I don't drink alcohol, but I
You don't?
No.
Never
no,
have
no.
or
Oh, I had some dark.
So you had to quit.
Oh yeah, I gave up.
Good no, for you. Good for you.
Drink gave up on me. Life
it
was
a,
go- yeah, it was
now
yeah.
or never.
Got yeah.
It.
I remember the energy drinks. They were the replacement. So, and I remember just.
That's a bad replacement.
I remember drinking like Red Bull when it first came out, and I had like 6 or 7 cans
in one night. No.
And I'm like, it doesn't really make any difference. And then I just realized I was on the dance floor,
just kind of
sweating and like that, you know.
Ooh, no. After like 1.5,
yeah.
I can feel. I even said that before. I was like, I'm going to have a panic attack. I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
And the Swedish ones are strong. Red Bull is like nothing compared to some of the other ones. No, that's not good. Definitely.
I just think a drink called Monster.
It can't be good.
Yeah,
it can't be.
You know, that is not a thing that's going to hug you at night.
No,
you know?
Exactly.
Do you drink alcohol before a gig or?
I do. I'm trying to find. I was talking about it the other day because I think it's a tough thing. Something I've been reflecting on is that I don't know, the music industry is so, there's so much alcohol and like drugs and everything, and that like it's so linked to creativity, and like a lot of people credit their like biggest songs or like breakthroughs to like LSD and like, stuff like that. And I'm very anti-drug, but it's a hard thing trying to separate, like, is it because of the alcohol, or like does it help, or like what is it? Like a dependency thing, but a lot of my friends, like everybody has like a drink before they go on, and then like you hang out afterwards. So I'm trying to figure out if like it's something that I need or something that I want. But I'll always have, I have whiskey on my rider, and I'll always have like a little bit, like a sip even.
Yeah, yeah.
Just as, it's almost like a tick thing that I have to, it's like warming up, we do our chants, we sometimes.
Chants?
Yeah.
Come on. I want to learn. What?
We have a couple. We're trying to figure out a new one for this tour. But I have a tattoo that says Rokshena and Nils.
Okay.
Nils is my bassist.
Yeah.
And so we all got these tattoos on the summer tour. And so we have a little song where we'll be like, Rokshena, 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 Rokshena. O'Neill's.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
And then we all like scream. Yeah. And then we'll go, what are we? What are we? One, two, three, Queens. And then my guitarist and I had to always, also as a tick thing, say, yeah, we fucking are. Let's do this. And like, we have to say it in that order.
And or you're there like, with a little whiskey.
Yeah,
well,
and then I'm like, good to go. I love it. There, it's foolproof. Like, if I don't do it, something's going to go wrong. So, yeah. But if you ever need some help, we can come with you on tour and show you some chants.
I'll just sit there on my own doing, go, Al, you're the bestest.
Yeah.
But I've got my asthma inhaler. That's why I carry on. And the doctor said, and I've never used it on stage.
Never?
Never.
Wait, that's a perfect part of your act. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's like amazing. Yeah. I would love to see that. The asthmatic comedian. I love it.
Yeah. Maybe I should start doing that.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
And people are like, is it real?
Or
is it a part of the show?
And just go
stress people out a little
go
bit.
Go hard like, out one yeah. time and actually go
yeah,
to hospital.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
because,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean,
all PR is good PR.
Yeah.
I think just
is
go.
It is. Do you
believe
that?
You know what? That's so not true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like, you have to hit rock bottom in media for it to be that, like, really
What's
go sour.
What's been your rock bottom?
Oh, God. I don't know.
What a positive question.
Yeah, I know. Great. No, maybe it has yet to come. I don't know. I think before Sumik Betre, I think people had a very specific image of me, and it was very like people that have come to my shows and have maybe met me or something or seen my interviews, they have, I think, a more accurate picture of who I am. But then people that only read stuff in the media and kind of get like, they read like Gente Extra. Like my grandma, love her, but she'll call me and be like, oh my gosh, they wrote this, like what's happening? And I always have to tell her, like, don't read Hent. Like, why would you read that? Like, call me, grandma, you know me. Like, I'm your granddaughter. Like, it's like, why are you believing a magazine over, like,
I can give you the real
scoop.
Like,
I can actually, like, we can talk about it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She's that generation, and I think a lot of, like, older, like, 50 plus, I don't know. I can kind of fall into the same trap where I'm like, oh, did that actually happen? Like, is that person actually rude, or did they cheat, or did they say this? And it gets so twisted. And so I think before Sumik Betre, a lot of people thought or had this image of me that I was so, I don't know, like cold and bitter and rude. I don't know. Like not the friendliest.
It's strange that, isn't it? It's how like I'm not a very sociable person as such. And if I very rarely go to a party, but if I am, I'm kind of on my own.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Same.
And that can come across as
who
does this,
like,
person think they are? You know.
Actually, that's so true. Yeah. That's, I've gotten that a lot. That
shyness,
like,
and
face.
Arrogance.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And you're there just big monster drink, headphones on.
Crazy. No, I was thinking when you said that before, I'm the same way. Like, all my friends are people that I work with, which is really sad, but also really fun. Almost all my friends, I don't see my, I wish I saw my friends more, but usually it's the people that I work with that I see all the time. Like, if we're in the studio or on tour, and like that becomes your like immediate friend group. But I'm the same way. I'm very shy.
But if you're getting tattoos of your bassist, that means your workmates are pretty tight.
I know, but now I have so many that it doesn't really make that much difference.
Don't have too many band changes.
No, I know. I'm starting to feel that. So we got a new drummer, and I was like, oh no, do I have to add his name now? Like, I don't want him to feel left out. But to have like plus Nils, plus Adrian, what happens in like 2 years, then all of a sudden it's like a whole list. Do you have any tattoos?
No.
None?
I think it's because my mum, it's just the grief my mum would give me.
Okay, yeah.
I'm 51 as well.
Yeah.
So
it's over.
You know what I mean?
No, but that's why you should do it when like you're 60th or something. You should get like one. Get like, you know what would be amazing? An infinity sign. Like, so young girl of you, like millennial TikTok generation.
Wow.
Just like a little infinity sign.
Yeah. Or just like subscribe.
Yeah.
Across there. Yeah.
Yeah. Relevant.
Yeah.
Like, likes.
But are you, but with your friends, if you're sitting down having a fika and things like that, you're pretty open, right?
I always call my friends, like, that's my family.
Yeah.
Everybody outside of that is kind of an acquaintance or like a loose friendship. I mean, it's funny. My siblings are like my best friends. So they're like, it's a built in friendship. But all my friends were so close. We can like talk about anything and it's very open. I'm working on, my sister and I, we have a podcast and we said that we're working on not oversharing this year.
Okay.
Because like not, everybody doesn't need to know everything.
We were sharing too much.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, we were. Yeah. We had a year, this was a long time ago, but we had a year where we were dumb. My sister was like, I've had chlamydia like this many times. It was like too much.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just decided that maybe everybody doesn't need to know.
Yeah.
She talked about her birth and like, it's a wild story, but it was like ended with like shit up her back and like she didn't know.
Yeah.
And the nurses didn't tell her because they were kind of, it was just an awkward moment where they were like, oh, it's probably the baby. And then it was literally, she had shit herself and it was like all over her.
Wow.
Like maybe people don't need to know that.
I don't know if I needed to know that, but I
I saw it in your eyes, and
I was the nurse that day.
Yeah. I felt your shock. I'm so sorry, but you know,
went
child
off the chair there. I think that might be oversharing, but I also,
but it's fun, you
but
know?
It's honest, and it's
do it for the plot.
Yeah,
at this point in like society and like. It's just all gone.
Yeah, and you seem to be like I am who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Another tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Left, right, yeah. I am who I am.
Yeah, I like it.
Be yourself.
If you're having a fika, what are you choosing for your
sweet about this.
Delight?
It depends what, because when would you say is the best time to have a fika? For me, I'm like, it's like in between breakfast, lunch. It's not an afternoon fika.
Good
for me,
call.
Right?
Good call. Yeah.
Because then you could get like a fralla or like a little like sandwich, or you could do like a bulle. If I'm going for like something sweet, I do like a kardemumma bulle. That's my favorite.
Okay. So.
So not cinnamon.
We are bringing something out for you now.
Oh no. I love it.
Here we go. Ta-da!
Wait, this is perfect.
We got a sandwich.
I love it. I'll take that one.
This is the most savory fika we have had
on the
podcast.
I'm so plain, though, when it comes to stuff like this. I just love like a plain cheese sandwich. Because you can eat it like on the go. You can eat. I have my best one. It's from, this is not sponsored, Pressbyrån. And everybody always makes fun of me because it's like, it's in plastic. It's one of those smushed ones.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is the best fralla I've ever had in my life. Like, I've been begging them to sponsor me, but it hasn't happened.
It'll happen. It'll happen.
I hope, because they're so good. I tell everybody about it. But, sorry, I'm so rude eating and talking now, but...
No, this is part of it.
It is? Okay,
absolutely.
Fine.
Absolutely. No. We've actually got a really niche audience.
Okay, okay. I love it. They love it. ASMR, like...
Especially when I start eating, it becomes the sexy fun pod.
Yeah, the sexy fun pod with Al. I love it. You should do like OnlyFans, but like it's just you chewing.
Just different. Yeah.
Like just
and
audio,
it's just
but.
Filmed from up.
I feel like you could like.
Keep your eyes up here.
Yeah. Yeah. You could wear like a green screen on the back. Oh, or, like just like a.
It's good.
A smock.
Only for fans.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just me.
Yeah.
Eating. I like it. Do you know what? I reckon...
Honestly, hire me. I feel like I've given you so many good ideas.
I've got to get a tattoo. Got to get OnlyFans thing. My
tattoo
wife's going to be delighted.
Stage, yeah.
Asthma inhaler.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is good. And so the sandwich.
Let's get back.
Let's get back. A little bit for our listeners.
Oh, yes. It's just a...
It's a classic ostfralla.
It's a standard, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's the chewy thing going on.
It's a lot of bread. It's a lot of bread.
A lot of bread. I've been off bread. Are you
You've been
into,
off bread?
Into...
What do you mean?
No, I've been off it. Me and bread have walked our separate ways.
Oh, okay.
Because
of like gluten or like...
No, I just blowed
bread.
Up. I love bread.
I love bread. I couldn't be off bread, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, I love...
I love all breads.
I love all breads.
Me too.
But I there's a point when you get to like 51 where you have to make choices.
Really?
And I mean, you're carefree. You've got tattoos of band members.
Yeah.
I am just kind of worried that my stomach is just going to go.
Yeah. Okay, the whole time. True. Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's a lot of air and like.
And I don't think I've been tested.
You should get tested. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I've got serious problems.
Oh, okay.
Like to the point where I just spat some of that out. But when I eat some of this stuff, my body it's just going, what's happening?
Yeah. Sounds like IBS.
It might be. Yeah.
A lot of people have it. So it's normal.
This is what a insightful. I mean. I know you've been away and you've sort of, I like the way you said to your parents, this isn't my place, but you've sort of come back, can I say a guru?
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
Honestly, was me that's supposed to guide this podcast, but you're like, you need to get checked up on this.
Yeah, no, I know.
You know?
No, some have called me Gandhi, but it was me.
I'm gearing up to do a tour.
Ooh.
In October.
Oh my gosh.
And
gearing up now for October?
Yes.
Love it.
I write a lot.
And good
then
for
I
you.
Go out and test and
then like warm up to the big tour. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
We'll usually do like kind of a dress rehearsal for friends and family. And then this is mean, but sometimes we'll have a gig that we'll put as the first, like the opening show. That's kind of a warm up.
Okay.
And that's not very nice to that city, but it's like before you do
Karlstad.
Yeah. Like, but before you do like we have our last show in Gothenburg at Pustervik.
Okay.
And that's like one of my I've never done it solo.
Yeah.
And that's a dream of mine. So you kind of want to be like really really warmed up once you get to that show. And that's the same thing we did. I played Lollapalooza last year. And that was like gig 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And then once we had done like 15, we were like, this is so easy. I mean, you don't even have to think about it. It just like it's in your bones. But so that for the first couple of gigs are always shaky. You want to have that time to know where it lands. But every audience is different too. You never know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very interactive with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to not start in the north.
Oh, okay.
Because they're just a bit quieter. And then probably start in Stockholm and
oh really?
Yeah, and just go for it. Yeah.
But I feel like people are quiet here. Or they're so reserved.
No, I don't know. I don't know if it's the English.
You know, it could be comedy and music are different. Because with music, you never want to start in Stockholm because people are they're so proud here.
Yeah.
They can go to so many shows. They like have that culture.
Yes, yeah.
So they're not that they're snobby about it, but they're like, I could see anything. Like, surprised me, shocked me.
A lot of music artists that come to Stockholm say the Swedish crowds are amazing, like music wise.
Who says that?
Pearl Jam.
Oh, okay. Rock bands.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, there's a reason we have Swedish rock, but like.
Beyonce wasn't happy, was she, when she was here?
No, I don't think so.
No. Not that I got to fika with her, but
that would have been cool. You know, if you hire me, maybe I can make it happen.
Wow, there we go. Who's the most famous person you've met then?
I've ever met? Ooh, that's tough. That depends who you ask. I mean, Lady Gaga was really cool, but I mean, some people might think like Tiger Woods is the most famous person or like Bill Murray, but it depends. You ask for me, it was probably I met Kiss once, that was really really cool, and Roger Waters, that was insane. It's weird how many people like golf, but when I was growing up, I could kind of use that as leverage, and I like a lot of bands that I liked were older and liked golf, which is so bizarre. But so I would leverage like, oh, you can play around with my dad if I get to come to a show. So we got to go.
So you were the guru back then, even just,
I know.
I need some tickets.
Yeah. My dad, the craziest thing that ever happened, and I didn't realize how nuts it was until I got older, but my dad is best friends with Nico McBrain from Iron Maiden. And so he asked Nico to play drums with the Jonas Brothers drummer so we could go backstage and meet the Jonas Brothers. And it was just the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me. And I was so sure. I was probably 12. I was so sure that, like, if they just see me, they'll know that it's meant to be. And, like, I'm just so beautiful, gorgeous, charming. And then I see the picture now, and they're, like, 16, 17, like, 20. I'm 12 in, like, cargo shorts and, like, a Lego t-shirt and braces. I was like, it was never going to happen. Yeah, I was like, woo. It was never going to happen.
Isn't that lovely, though?
I know. I had great, so much confidence, like, great sense of self when I was a teenager. But yeah, so that's like a wacky thing to remember. Like, oh, my dad had to ask Iron Maiden's drummer to go play for them so that we, like.
Yeah.
Crazy.
My dad did not do that for me.
Yeah. I'm scared to tell stories like that. I had to do it in the show too, Smigbetta, and they were like, it's fun if you say it. I'm like, is it fun though? Because I sound like a dick. Like,
no, I think it's. I don't think you do. I okay, think good. I think people are. They're excited to hear connections. You know.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Who's the most famous person you've ever met?
Pig. Yeah. Parnav. No, I met Bono.
Okay, that's U2. See, that's universal though. That Bono is huge.
He's that's I went crazy. To watch them at the Sphere in Vegas.
No,
so I saw the opening
that's
night.
That's like now.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you ever want to finish the tour, that's the place to finish it. It's the most incredible.
I've seen videos, but it looks insane.
And there's a thing where I would say, cut the phones out.
Yeah, you know? Right. I mean, I get it like the first couple of nights because it's so.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a venue like that. But no, I'm with you. You kind of just want to be in the moment and just.
Yeah.
Take everything in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's the mystery cake.
Do you want to reveal?
Ooh. Do you want to give me like one word that summarizes what I'm about?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
I've got it here and it's been.
Wait,
it's the mystery. It could be anything in there. We don't know. Okay, it could be alive.
Okay.
Oh.
Wait, so why does it have a name on it?
I will. It's called the Sarah Bernhardt Biscovy.
Oh, Biscovy.
Now, settle in, put your hat on, and listen. When Sarah Bernhardt was born in 1844 in Paris, you know that, it's not obvious that the harsh world she was born into would allow someone like her to become the global megastar she was destined to be. Born to a French Jewish courtesan mother, family ties never came easy for Sarah. That's only the first part. There's another.
Yeah, it's a long thing.
In fact, when Sarah was 7, her mother sent her to a boarding school for girls. This is where Sarah was first introduced to theatre. Sarah Bernhardt grew into an iconic actress who toured the world. Sarah cast herself, Joan of Arc. At the age of 46, she played the 19-year-old Joan of Arc. That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
She's also known for playing male characters on stage, including Hamlet. So when Sarah finally came to perform to Stockholm.
Whoa!
One can only imagine the excitement and commotion she must have caused when arriving at the Grand Hotel reception with her entourage of 22 people.
No.
Pig Parnevik too.
Yeah.
But despite being honored and decorated by the Swedish King Oscar II, it was actually the Danish who created the delicious and popular chocolate trifle in Sarah's honor.
Wait, so it's actually called?
The Sarah Bernhardt. Yeah.
Oh, biscuit. I had no idea. Did you know this beforehand?
I don't even know who Sarah Bernhardt
is. Yeah, I don't either.
Well, Google. And I hope every listener, viewer is going away and Googling Sarah Bernhardt now.
Yeah, so cool. Well, that's kind of like they're putting on Hamlet right now, I think, with Sylvain Aymon.
Yes.
So cool.
Yes.
Wow,
go for it.
Beautiful.
I don't know if you should eat the paper, though.
Yeah. But it's like.
Wow, okay.
Cheers. I don't think I've ever eaten a biscuit. I love dark chocolate. You seem a little distressed.
It's quite strong.
Yeah.
It's strong.
But do you like dark chocolate?
Oh, no. You really described it really well, and you're like, I love it. And I was just like, my brain was like, react to it. Stop chewing and react. Big respect to Sarah Bernhardt.
But I feel like they did it after the fact, right?
Yeah, she was actually the Danish.
So she had nothing to do with, like.
No.
She, for all we know, she could hate dark chocolate, but delicious.
She had an entourage of 22 people.
I know. I was thinking that. I need to kind of step in my game.
Do you have a crew?
I do. I do.
No, travel, like people that just hang out with you?
Oh, no. Maybe my sister would count. My sister, Penny, goes to, she's my biggest fan. She goes to probably everything I do. Like she came to an award show for like 7 minutes just so she could see me perform. And then she left.
Oh,
and she
cool.
like just had her baby and he came. And she had him in, like, the little thing. And, yeah, was there under 10 minutes. She's my biggest, biggest fan.
Is she the one you confide in the most?
I think so. We're the closest in eight, or we're actually all almost 2 years apart, but her and I are almost a year and a half, so we're kind of, like, pseudo-twins. But... yeah, I think growing up, we weren't super close. We had a bit of a sibling rivalry going on. So I think now we appreciate our relationship and like friendship and work, like colleague relationship that much more just because we lost like a good couple of years
Mm-mm.
in high school, like really not, didn't talk, didn't hang out.
Yeah.
So I think we're the closest, yeah.
I've got a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old and
oh my gosh.
Son and daughter. And and whenever they argue, I always say to them, like, be friends. Like, when I'm dead, you're the
only... Oh, God,
you'll
that's
be the
how
only,
you started?
Yeah. And I said it to them in bed once. And I said, when I'm gone, you'll be the only two.
Yeah,
you know,
don't
you'll
say
have
dead.
To, and I just looked up and they're like...
That's terrible. As soon as you realize your parents can die, like, that's the most, like, fucked up day of your life. You're like, what?
When you're going to be left alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we can't talk about it. I've been really emotional lately, so I can't. Oh, so many people I know are, like, getting married and all these things. My grandparents are getting older, so no emotional stuff.
Are you going to get married? Are you?
I mean, I hope so. I haven't been asked, but it would be...
It would be
nice.
A weird thing me to do now. But, I mean, you know, this pod has been very cool and very strange. But just after I choke on a Sarah Bernard.
Sarah.
I've got a little bit of the biscuit. But you're kicking ass. We're out on tour. You're strong. You were fantastic on the So Mickey Better.
Thank you.
You've got a new sponsorship with Press Beeren.
Yeah.
You're a co-founder of Al Pitcher's OnlyFans account.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow. It's got a
The future looks bright for you.
Gosh, I'm like really up and coming. Yes. I love this for myself.
You come in here and things change. So
yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on
thank
here.
Thank you.
You've still got a bit of Sarah Bernard left.
Wait, did you eat your whole one? Okay, I'll bring it with me.
You can put it in
a pocket.
I'll
get a little to go. Little to go.
Honestly, you're fantastic.
Oh,
so
same.
Thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
Along and being my dream guest.
Get your tickets to Al's new tour at alpitcher.com. This podcast was produced by Soulside Productions and recorded at Clarion Hotel Sign in Stockholm.